Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. I just did a Twitter poll. Commanders fans, how are you feeling about the McLaurin situation? I gave three options. Try to be fair here. I said, relax, it's June. Not great, but not too bad. And then I'm worried. Mm-hmm. So far, only 5% of people have said they're worried. Mm-hmm. 33% saying not great, but not too bad. And 61% saying, relax, it's June.
Okay.
So if you look at it that way, about 95% of fans aren't too worried about this, which I think is the appropriate place to land, honestly. Mm-hmm. I want to let people weigh in on the phones. We're going to hear from Dan Quinn in about 20 minutes. We hear what the coach has to say. You'll hear it live right here on the Fan. Let's start with the phones. Let's go to my guy Jaime in Manassas. Jaime.
What up, Jaime?
How you feeling, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thank you for taking my call. Miss you guys. Hey, the way I feel, I think it's way too early to worry about it, but I want to make something very clear. The guy deserves his money. I remember we drafted him in the third round as a third round pick. We paid him a rookie salary for that pick, and he produced number one receiver numbers from the get-go, from the first snap. So that was a discounted price right there. The guy is great for the with the community, a great image, a solid citizen. The guy is a teammate, is a leader on the team, and he deserves everything that he can get. I understand the point of view from the organization side and the money allocated for different positions on the field, but this guy deserves his money. He paid his dues. He has done great with us, and he deserves his money. Now, something that worries me a little bit is Adam Peters comes from the 49ers front office. And I remember they have epic battles with wide receivers. I think Deebo Samuel was a holdout at one time. Brandon Ayuk was a holdout at one time also. And they lasted a long, long, long time. And what happened? Ultimately, they signed the player, but then the player comes in into training camp and he's not in shape or he's might get injured very easily because he's not in football shape and those things. And I think we have a team that can go very far this season. So take care of business and handle the contract of Terry McLaurin. He deserves it.
All right, man.
Good call, Jaime. Appreciate you, buddy. Certainly contract friction can lead to real life friction. That's a reality. Mm-hmm. I don't think this will get there, but you can't rule it out. I got this reply from Bick on Twitter. He said, I'm annoyed but not worried. Don't like us jerking Terry around. I know he's somehow already 30, but just pay the man. He earned it. I think, you know, some fans feel that way.
We've had people around here get paid that didn't earn it.
Sure. Let's go to Jeff in D.C. Jeff, you worried about this,
How you doing,
think it's? I'm good, buddy. How are you?
I'm well. I met you guys at the L.A. game about 2 years ago. It was an honor to meet both of you guys.
Awesome, man.
My point on Terry. All of these guys calling in talk about Terry's not a home run guy. What are they watching? Like, he literally had 5 or 6 games last year where he literally ran by people. I don't get that. The guy that called in and said Terry's a hands catcher. A body catcher. What are you talking about, dude? The dude has caught, 80-plus balls and over 1,000 yards with garbage quarterbacks for the most part. I don't understand the criticism of Terry. Yeah, he's coming up on 30, but he's a young 30, and he actually has about 3 or 4 more prime years left with a great quarterback. Pay the man. Let's get this over with, and let's go.
Good call, bro. Man. Thank you. There is an actual stat that shows Terry McLaurin led the NFL in yards gained on go routes last year on just straight nines.
But the guy said he was never open.
Let's go to Vic is in Accokeek. Vic, how you feeling, dude?
What's up, guys?
Not much.
What's up? So, let's establish first that I believe Terry should get his money. Terry should not only get his money. Excuse my seatbelt chime. Terry should not only get his money, but they should put some icing on the cake because of his commitment and his impact to the organization, as the organization has been bad during the majority of his tenure here. He's been probably the most consistent bright spot. But in addition to that, I'm not an agent. I'm not a front office guy. But I think I know what they're needling him on coming from the 49ers organization, that being Adam Peterson. They are trying to factor in their mind other contracts down the line, and they're using this language, drops. They're using this language, incentivizing bonuses in the contract. They're using the language of using the lens of the game where him and Jaden weren't quite landing on the deep routes. He could have had 300 yards that game. I forget what game it was, but he was open a lot that game. And that's what they're coming back to his agent with. And I know what his agent coming back to them with. We all know what that is, even while being in the same room. But this is going on because he comes from the Bill Walsh organization tree. You remember Bill Walsh came into a room. We talked about this before. He came into a room for the future 40 head coaches in the NFL. And he said, what can we get for Joe Montana? And the room said, what? What can we get for Joe Montana? So I'm not saying they're going to trade Terry. I think that's the first thing from their mind. But they are needling this because they're thinking about the organization. And Bill Walsh said to Randy Cross, Ronnie Lott, and Joe Montana, at the end of the day, my job is to make sure the 49ers can win for years to come. And as much as I love you helping us win, that's not my bottom line.
All right, man.
Appreciate the call, dude.
But I
don't think this is there.
But the thing
they also had Steve Young, which is worth pointing out.
The thing about the 49ers that I like, yes, they had a lot of guys. They had a lot of contract negotiations. They signed every one of them. All those dudes over there, they got signed for a second, third contract.
Yeah.
For the most part. So, yes, if you still can play, they still want you on the squad. And I believe T-Mac knows how to play.
The Niners situation is, going back to Joe Montana, they had Steve Young, who they had to do something with, and that's why they traded Montana.
Mm-hmm.
It was visionary for the long-term health of the organization, I get that, but having Steve Young changed that scenario. Contract friction can lead to other friction. I'm not denying that, but I don't think the real friction hits until training camp. And I think it's just so far away that we shouldn't get too caught up in it. Let's go to our guy Rusty in Delaware. What up, Rusty?
Fellas, how are you today?
We're good, man.
Hey, a lot of wild calls on here. I will say this much. If we're using a scale of 1 to 10, I'm only going to say 1 because anything can literally happen. But my whole take on this is, as much goodwill as the new regime of this franchise has done for the former players, for the existing players, for the fan base, for everybody that's connected with this team to not get a deal done with your best offensive player. I mean, until Jaden Daniels walked into the building, Terry was probably the best offensive player of the last decade. To not get that done would just be a total disservice to everybody involved here. So, I mean, this obviously happened a little bit before with Terry's last contract. The man wants his money. I think he'll get it. And I'll tell you, you guys know I've been following this game hot and heavy for a pretty long time. In 2008, I believe it was, when Michael Strahan was a holdout before – no, 2007. He was a holdout before training camp with the Giants. He never showed up basically until the week of practice before week one, and I think they went out and won the Super Bowl. So when that kind of happened, I kind of said to this whole thing, these guys now train on their own, they're in shape, and everybody says, oh, Jaden needs to build whatever with Terry. Jaden's a unicorn. I mean, when Terry gets there, I think they'll fall right into line, and I think this will all be, you know, just conversations that we've had in June. But I'm upset he's not there. I want to see him there. But I think, you know, I don't even think we'll have to wait until July before this whole thing gets done and he's back, you know, on the practice field.
All right, man.
Thanks, Russ. Appreciate the call, buddy. You know who had, like, really, really tough contract talks late in his career? Ooh. Michael Jordan with the Chicago Bulls. Can tough contract talks impact things? Yes, they also cannot.
Yeah.
My boy Los in Severna Park. What up, Los?
What's up, man? Hey, man, it was good seeing you yesterday. That was a fun event for the Capitals, man.
Much good to see you, man. That was a cool event.
Look, I'm not worried about this. We all know Terry McLaurin. We all know Adam Peters. They're going to get it done. Here's my only problem, though. How much money are we going to give to, you're right, a 30-year-old wide receiver? And I'm not saying he's old, and I'm not saying that, you know, 30-year-old wide receivers can't do their job. But, like, how much is too much? And also, wasn't he the first wide receiver to get a contract during that time where, like, multiple wide receivers to look for a contract? So maybe he's not trying to be the benchmark. Maybe they're just waiting for other wide receivers to get paid so they can be the benchmark. That's my take on it. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
All right, man.
Thanks, dude. He wasn't the first. He wasn't the last. The benchmark right now is probably Higgins and DK.
DK.
That's what you're looking at. As far as, like, the 30-year-old thing, that is kind of interesting. I'd love to see what, if any, like, numbers support. It's also an important point. He's not even 30 yet. He's 29. He'll turn 30 going into week three, I believe. His birthday's right after mine.
I really believe that, like, all these new little sayings, like, 40 is a new 20 and all those different things, 50 is a new 30, all that crap. Football, that has to come into play in sports as well. People are playing longer these days. They're not. Everybody's not running away from the game. There are people that are still playing longer in the years now. Hell, there were guys who did it back in the day. So if guys truly take care of their body and things like that, they can play beyond 30 and still be relatively effective. So I don't look. I didn't believe it when I played. I think there are people today that despise that. Oh, he's 30 now. Who cares? It's a lot of dudes in their 30s in the league.
Yeah, I mean, he's coming off his best season, you know. So like, I just
it doesn't look like he's going the other way, right?
Right.
Look like he's ascending to me.
At 31, I just randomly pulled somebody up. Santana Moss went for 1,100 yards and 10 touchdowns with Donovan McNabb and Rex Grossman starting. Like,
yeah.
Players can play. I don't know. Who's like a good comp for Terry? Let's look at when Reggie Wayne was 30 years old, he went for 82 catches, 1,145 yards, and 6 touchdowns. Reggie Wayne, from 29 to 32, went for at least 1,100 yards every season.
That dude from Louisiana. Definitely.
Then in 2011, only had 960 and had another 1,300-yard season at age 34.
That's another Louisiana guy right there, isn't it?
I'm just saying, like, you're a good player.
When you can play, you can play. How old was Tanner when he stopped playing? 34?
Something like that.
You know, I hear it. I hear it from a lot of media people. I hear fans always trying to do it again. And I hate to hear people just repeat stuff that they hear. How about all the people that play beyond 30 and still are very effective? Do you ever give that any thought? What if the dude can sign a deal here that picks up next year? He'll be 30. So let's say he played till 34. And his last year, let's say he go with another 1,200, 1,300 yards. You're going to say, oh, man, we should have never gave him money?
Donald Driver. Who,
Donald played for a while, too.
Yo, I'm just saying, like, I'm trying to find a dude that, you know, isn't necessarily not – I mean, he's not in the Hall of Fame. Four-time Pro Bowler. Was a really good player. Donald Driver, from ages 29 to 34, went for at least 1,000 yards every season. Until he was 34. Mm-hmm. A lot of it hinges on quarterback play.
All of it hinges on quarterback play. If your quarterback sucks, you're not going to be getting the numbers you're supposed to be getting. If your quarterback is damn good and you're a damn good player, you could get those numbers. Hell, what Terry did last year, he couldn't have done that with those other quarterbacks they had prior to Jaden.
When we return, you will hear from Commanders head coach Dan Quinn. A lot of questions for the boss. You'll get to hear it live right here on B. Mitch and Finley.
As you all know, I'm an avid cyclist, and I love going out there to do rides that are going to benefit great causes. So on June 20th, I'm going to be riding for Bike to the Beach. You know what? We're going to be supporting autism and disability inclusion. And trust me, this ride is an absolute blast. It all ends with a beachside festival at the Beach House Hotel in Dewey Beach, which is just a block away from the ocean, right in the heart of the action. So let's ride together and make a difference and kick off the summer right. Listen, you can go to biketothebeach.org, find my team, Riding 30, and join that. Or if you just want to donate, you can go biketothebeach.org, or you can look on any of my social media, and you'll find the link. Go hit it, join, and we go support a great cause. Join us riding on June 20th, 110 miles. Come join me. See what we can do.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Here is Commanders head coach Dan Quinn addressing the media.
Jones, and there's excitement in that, so I thought of guys like Brandon and Luke and Johnny and T.O. and Jordan, Ben, Yankoff, Javonte, just Dom, all of them. I'm excited to see where they're going to go because they're ready to take this next jump, and there's excitement in growing and learning, and they're exactly where I'd hope they'd be going into this camp and eager to take that next stop and that next jump of where they're going to go. And so seeing the nervous energy of the newest ones combined with the, you know, guys going into year two and the jump they're going to make, it was, made for an interesting couple of days. So I thought I'd share that with you. And we'll get started. Questions about the camp and getting rocking.
Obviously, Terry not here. How does that affect you guys just in terms of planning these sessions? And is there at all any concern that it could affect the offense as a whole down the road as they really build that rapport together?
Sure. And the good news is lots of rapport has been built. And so those are all the times and, you know, hours and hours upon doing that. Hey, sometimes football and business, they intersect. And this is one of those times. Terry is a fantastic teammate and really puts in the work and spent a lot of time with him already this offseason. So, but let's, the business side of things, you know, Adam and their crew and Terry and his group, they'll let them work through that. But in the meantime, lots of stuff to do. And we try to customize as much as we can, Nikki, who can do what, who's in rehab, who can do some things, who can do everything, who needs to see more during this time of year, and who do we need to see less. And so this is one of those times you're really able to customize the script and the work to do that.
Brandon Coleman, as you've kind of just moved him around like you're moving around other guys, how has he kind of adapted and adjusted as you've done that?
Yeah, really coming into it, because he had good versatility coming out of TCU, the move inside, he was ready to begin that process early. So it started prior to him even getting to the off-season program in his training, working on different sets to do that. So he's a rare guy because he's got the width and the bulk to play inside, but the athleticism to play outside. But he's really locked in on the techniques that it'll take. And so for the big guys, they don't get to fully express that until the training camp, just by the nature of their positions. But he's done an excellent job of, getting the timing and the footwork and the sets in that he can.
I know you prefer to talk about guys who are out there and all that, but I am curious with the Terry situation. Is there something you've learned over the years how to deal with these kind of situations and how maybe even things leading up to it to make sure things are okay from?
Yeah, I think it's why, that we all have, people that can help on that side. So I can have the relationship as the coach and the ball player and the man. And so, just keep a cool head about it and, keep communication up, which, Terry and I certainly do. So I think the main thing, expect the expected. Sometimes the business and football can get contentious and difficult, but it never has to be with the people that are inside the locker room and doing that. And so I've learned that, through the years, and easy advice to follow.
Laramie and Marshawn are here this week.
Correct.
What are you expecting to see from them, especially with Marshawn coming off like the hamstring stuff and all that?
Yeah, like I was saying earlier, a little bit customized, John, who will do what, how much we'll get. So, and it'll kind of depend on the day as well, what we want to feature and where we're at. But they're both doing good and pumped they're here and getting rolling with us. So, they're really, I've enjoyed, spending time with them here. Like for Marshawn, when it's traded, it's in season, it's already intense. And so it's in a different atmosphere. You get to have some good conversations. And same with Laramie from the trade to get him here. I got a chance to meet, his family, when he arrived here. And so not every time you get to do that. So, I took that time to spend time with, his son and his family. Like that was a good deal for me to get a chance to spend time with him. I got to know his why maybe before he even got here and got into the locker room.
Dan, this may be in line with your customization for the workout for these guys. Is Marshawn a full participant this week?
He'll get quite a bit, but I'll see where it goes after today, and do we need to see how much tomorrow? But yeah, I would say full participant going into it. What does that mean for everybody? A little bit different, Ben, but yeah, there's no restrictions going in.
Gotcha. And the idea of these off-season programs has changed over time. You get yes. less work. What for you has maybe changed? I don't know if it's from your Atlanta days or just other times, like what this week actually means and what, you know, the ultimate goal kind of is out of this week.
Yeah, and it's a lot different. And I think that's the change is good. You know, obviously we're doing it to help, you know, the players and go to it for, as some of you may remember, like way back, the mandatory camp came right after the draft, two practices, one. So it was five practices in a weekend. I don't know what load management or those kind of things would say about that nowadays, but it probably wouldn't be too favorable. But I do know that you want to isolate the skills, Ben, and see where we're at. And then the rookies have been here about 1 month. And so for them and for the players that are going into year two, what's the learning like? Have you applied, you know, what we've learned in this time together so you can really, you know, let it go once you get, you know, into training camp? And so, like, there'll be a natural break that'll come up, you know, 2 or 3 days from now. And there's almost like a 40 days before you get to training camp and having a real plan for what that looks like. But in this space, I always like to see the newest players and their acclimation, where they're at. And it kind of gives you a little test, a little barometer where they're at mentally and, you know, regarding the playbook and that. To do the whole factors, physically, mentally, emotionally, like all the things you have to pour into it. But it's a good, I would say, just a good test. Where are you exactly with the knowledge of it all?
Hey, good afternoon, Coach.
Good afternoon.
Kind of speaking actually to like how things evolve, if you had one kind of overarching, you know, obviously can't be very specific, but goal for this mini camp for your team, what would that be?
Well, number one, like always, like the health of the team. You know, I love seeing the communication on all three phases, because if we can get that part right, I know the contact and those things will take place, but you have to have the communication down at a really, really strong level. And so I want to hear it. I want to feel that all the way through in all three phases, knowing that's kind of giving you information as the teacher that the student knows it. Oftentimes we've all been in classroom where there was good teaching that went on, but we don't know if there was good learning. You know, those lecture halls that we were like for a long time. And then, okay, I don't know, I wrote some things down. I might have missed a half hour there somewhere. Like when the communication happens on the field, you get feedback as a coach. This is happening. He understands it. There's a good communication. So that's what I like to listen for.
Martin, just kind of like your overall thoughts. I know there's like some question kind of out here, like where exactly you guys are going to employ him. I know you don't want to give that away, obviously, but there's just some general thoughts on his skill set.
Yeah. Number one, he's got a lot of experience. That's an outside backer. And, you know, being on the edge, we'll feature him more into that. He's got a good special teams background as well. But, yeah, we'll feature him on the edge and outside linebacker kind of roles. And then on teams, I really think it's probably three or four out of the, you know, the core. And he's off to a good start here. I really enjoyed connecting with him, Dietrich, Jonathan Jones, JK, to name just a few, of getting to know them and who they are. And so that's been an important part for me through this offseason.
Coach, hi. If I could just ask you one more thing about Terry. Obviously, we know what he's done on the field in terms of numbers. You touched on it a little bit at the beginning, but in terms of his intangibles, especially for the rest of the wide receiver room, what do you think that he has brought to that particular wideout room?
Well, for a long time, it's really, really high standards, you know, of what a professional can be. I can think back to one of the things he was working on last training camp, and I remember standing with Adam. He was working on low catches, so they were like either stationary or running catches that were below the knee, and it's like that type of specific throws after practice that were down towards his feet. That's a pro's pro, you know, where he was finding the smallest of detail to get better at, not the, you know, the catch that's right here. And he's already exceptional at tracking the deep ball and looking over his shoulder. So I love when people are finding a specific thing. I want to work on that thing to get better at it. I think Terry, that was like a clear demonstration of that. It may sound like a small thing, but that's really, you know, like finding the edge to say, what can I, you know, work on?
And one more thing, you said you spent a lot of time with the rookies. Obviously, that's such a tough transition, I think, for any player to come from college to the pro level. What do you hope that they take away from this particular mini camp in this time period that they've had?
I want them to know that the process that they're going through is normal, and I want them to fail successfully some, knowing that there's going to be mistakes, and this is the only way they know if this technique that we're teaching is going to work. If you don't do that, you're really shortchanging yourself, because the way, you know, Jason Simmons may, you know, teach a specific technique may be new to them, and then all of a sudden it just clicks. And okay, but you do have to apply it and try it to go. And at the end of it, I think you need to show them belief. I think that is powerful when you're seeing them do it. I don't think it can be just blind, hey, you're going to be great, and then not showing all the work that has to go into it. But knowing that there's a process that all the people have gone through, and early they were guarded. I don't know what it's going to be like here. They'd heard, okay, the people will look after you, meaning the other players, to help you grow. And so I think that helped, knowing, like, one of the questions I ask is, who's made a big impact on you since you've been here? And so many times you hear it's this player, sometimes it might have been somebody they sat next to in the locker room, but not at the same position. And so it kind of gives me a little test too, to know who's already making an impact as they're going. So it is a question, you know, like during these meetings over the last few days. But it's a hard process for them. They're realizing all of the reps matter. They don't get a lot of them. So when I can deliver, I'll get some more. So it's like step by step as it's going.
Got time for three more.
Are there any tweaks or adjustments you've made to minicamp, even from last year?
Not necessarily as much from last year. We're still working game management situations. We probably worked a little more third down and no huddle. And I would say maybe, because now we've been through to say we emphasized more of the third down this offseason. So that's probably a byproduct of that, where last year it was, you know, we're not going to miss one step of the installation, one step of that. So maybe a little more customized this time around.
Hey, Coach, I know you mentioned the players who are in year two and, yes, and seeing their growth. So what are you looking to see from the veterans on the team who are new to the team this year?
Yeah, that's onboarding as well. And we had talked about some of the guys who had come in. They're different than the rookies. This is their first year in the system, and it's everybody else's second year. And so over that time, have they learned, you know, the standards we've set? Have they learned the techniques that we want? And so that's why being a part of the off-season program is a good one, because there's a lot of peer-to-peer coaching that takes place. I may say it, or Cliff may say it, or Joe in a meeting room, or Larry. But then it's like, hey, here's what Dan or here's what Joe or Cliff are saying. And, like, that's, to me, where the leading takes place, not just from what I say, but when they're sharing it from one another. I can remember a conversation with Nick Ballour earlier today that he had already connected with a couple of people, you know, about certain techniques or things they were doing, and that lets me know that we're in the right spot to do things.
Hey, Coach, in talking to some of the defensive coaches last week, they said that they left a lot of meat on the bone. So when you look at the front of the defense, it's a lot of new faces there.
Yep.
Are you seeing them mash together in this early stage?
Yeah, no, it's a good question, and one they've been very intentional about. Even in the meetings times where there's so many times the front seven are all together, whether it's linebackers or D-line, all of them kind of doing things together. I like the way that Joe has split up a lot of the teaching, even in a walkthrough setting. This is the blitz package. It's all going together. These are the run game. And so they've done a lot together. And so I have seen that mesh take place. But it was very intentional, I thought, by the staff as well. And I think that's what it should be, from, like, if the staff are asking the players to improve, then as a staff we also need to improve, because otherwise I think then we'd be shortchanging the players, like myself included. So elevating the players is also elevating the staff, and if we can all do that together, then we can really go after it. But yeah, they were very intentional about meshing that together with the front.
All right, thanks, Coach.
All right, everybody, we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.
That's Commanders head coach Dan Quinn addressing the media. I think he handled the Terry McLaurin stuff exactly as we expected it to be.
Yeah.
I want to react to everything DQ said, and then we'll open the phone lines up again. Maybe people feel a little bit better. But speaking of opening things up, the folks at Door Pro America got me a new garage door, and it has changed my life. I got a LiftMaster garage door, and it comes with a LiftMaster garage door opener and the MyQ app. And the pros from Door Pro America installed this thing, and it is so much better than my old garage door, dude. Like, a lot of times these ad reads, I have to, like, read the specific copy. But I'm telling you, this thing has been such a bonus to my house. Being able to open and close it on the app is huge. It looks significantly better. It's not loud. My old garage door was from like the 70s and loud and ugly and awful. These dudes significantly improved the curb appeal of my house and just my day-to-day life, dude. It's so much easier. Door Pro America is based locally, and they've been proudly serving the DMV for over 50 years. If you want them to help you and change your house like they did for me, call today and ask how you can save $60 on a repair or $150 on a new garage door. Call 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. Tell them J.P. Finley sent you, or you can check them out now at DoorProAmerica.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's relationship with the player and the person. You see what I'm saying? So when you're dealing with this, listen, man, if I go to my coach, the coaches I respected, Coach Gibbs, Andy Reid, if I was in the contract negotiating, I walked in the office and said, hey, coach, we know what's going on, but, you know, hey, I'm taking care of my business. I'm going to be here as soon as I can get in here. They will understand and respect that. And one of those coaches probably say, hey, handle your business. Because they knew me and they knew I was going to take care of my – I was going to be ready to play when I got in here. I wasn't going to mess around. You know, oh, they're not giving me the deal. I'm pissed off at everybody in the organization. That's not how it goes. But those agents and let's be real. You've seen agents – and GMs that had contentious discussions. When you go to the combine, you see them having some drinks over there at the
right.
at the place, don't you?
Yeah.
Because you know what, you got to get over that. You can't be sitting there holding no damn grudge. The man might have won in that first negotiation. You may win the next one, but you move on because negotiations will have some hair raising on the back of some necks, man. Believe me.
Totally. And
my agent told me one thing, Charlie. Said, I wanted to fight Charlie, man. But me and Charlie Cassidy are still good friends today. I never said nothing to Charlie about it, you know, because I would have said something. I couldn't stop with the other stuff I wanted to say.
Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. Let's take my man Nick real quick. Nick's been on hold a long time.
What up, Nick?
Nick, you feeling better after hearing DQ's not too worried about this thing?
Yeah, I think I'm not worried about it too much, but what we got to watch out for, when you guys have been talking about it, this has become a trade-happy league, man. And if you're a team that has an okay defense and you got two really good wide receivers, man, he'd be a nice third receiver for, like, the Cowboys or the Bengals if they would take him. Because the trade
we ain't trading to the Cowboys, I promise you that.
That would be, yeah.
I'll go on a limb and tell you, that ain't going to happen.
Appreciate you, Nick. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, I would have to walk in the office and fight one of them if they try to trade him to the Cowboys.
Dan Quinn is not worried. Do you feel better about the Terry McLaurin situation? 800-636-1067. Phone lines are open. Training or minicamp, rather, is open.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.